Rob Archibald is joining us now from talking about the Hugo Palmer horses. And Rob, I've got to ask you, Wall of Fire did everything good last weekend.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Wall of Fire, we were really pleased with the way he ran. It was what we expected. We thought he'd travel over really well, and he's been in good form. So, yeah, we were really pleased, and it's a good lead-up into the Melbourne Cup. So all things going well so far.
How's he come through it? All signs good?
Yeah, he's handled it really well. Look, he knew he had a run. It was quite a fast fast surface there on the weekend, but he's come through it well. He ate up that night. So, you know, everything's been good, and we're continuing on as normal.
Well, the main thing is that you've got to get there, I guess, now, haven't you? The decision's been made that you wouldn't run, say, the Saturday and then run it back up and run in the Melbourne Cup. You're either going to make the Melbourne Cup or look somewhere else. At the moment, you're about number 27, 28. Normally, that makes it, so it's now just a nervous time for everyone.
No, exactly. So we just got to play the waiting game. We're going to prepare him as normal, and we're going to do everything we normally would to make him run on the Tuesday.
Yep.
But we'll just play it by ear closer to the time. As you said, in previous years, we should make the field, but we're in the hands of the gods at the moment, so we're just going to wait.
Look, you've just got to prepare, haven't you? As you say, and then if you don't make it for whatever reason, then there's always races around that, maybe the last day of the carnival or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly. But we'll make that decision closer to the time. And as I said before, we're really happy with where he's at. And we think if he gets in, you know, he'll run a big race.
Well, I think, look, it's been all the plan all the way along for a number of months with Hugo, setting these horses, particularly Wall of Fire, for the Melbourne Cup. And I know our good form analyst, Dean Lester, has been all over this form of Wall of Fire. It holds up really strong.
Yeah, look, it does. It really does. And I think it was sort of franked on the weekend when we saw him come out and run like that.
Yeah.
We were pleased with the decision we made not to go to the Caulfield Cup purely for that extra week, which we made quite clear leading into the race. And so, look, his last two races have been very strong. His last race in England where he ran at Newbury in the Geoffrey Freer, we've been really pleased. So, as Hugo said, last year he did the same thing. Coming into springtime, he really blossomed and you know, that's what he's doing now.
What about the other horse, Mask of Time? What's the stable thinking about there?
Well, Mask of Time, it was his first run under Hugo's name last weekend where he ran in the Turek Handicap. We were thrilled with the way he went. He ran a really strong fourth following a pretty fast pace.
Yeah.
So we were pleased. He's come out of the race well. We're going to look to the Kennedy Mile on the Saturday on Derby Day.
Right.
If he doesn't go there, we're going to go to the 1800 metre race, which I think is called the James Bogues.
Yep, that's it.
On Melbourne Cup Day.
Okay.
So that's our plan, short term plan. Again, we're very excited by what we saw on Saturday, and we think we might tinker one or two things, and we should have him red hot to go on.
The one thing with them here, they both ran well first up, and you'd think that, I mean, you tell us, but the horse will make good, both of them will make good improvement for their runs?
I think so, yeah, I think both horses will. Mask of Time, actually, he had a pretty good blow after Saturday, and so that obviously told us a few things. So we think there's a bit of improvement there, and you know, we're pretty excited with what we've got.
Yeah, no, I reckon I spoke to Hugo before he flew back on Sunday morning, and he said, let's just make the Melbourne Cup. That was his wish.
No, that's right. Hugo's had it on his mind all year. Yeah. He's been talking about it, and he's been watching Wall of Fire go through, thinking, he's ticking over nicely. So, look, he's done everything right.
Yeah.
And
we'll cross the fingers.
Fingers crossed we make the field.
Rob, you've got an Aussie accent and you live up in the Hunter Valley.
That's right. I'm a Scone boy.
Yeah.
So local boy from Scone down here in Melbourne. And I've had a few months in Newmarket. So it's been
fantastic.
Good.
Good luck, mate. Across the fingers that Hugo's horse, Wall of Fire, can make the Melbourne Cup. We'll learn a bit more over probably tomorrow out of the Caulfield Cup. Thanks for your time this morning. And as a guest for coming up here high in the broadcast box, this is a tradition now, a beautiful big box of chocolates. How about that, mate?
Andrew, thank you very much.
Enjoy them. Don't get like me too big, mate, but enjoy them. And thanks for coming up.
No, pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Rob. Rob Archibald joining us here talking about the Hugo Palmer horses.